Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where you give us about 10 minutes every week or so, and we're going to give you our take on what's happening in Thing news this week. Thanks for joining us.
Oh yes, thank you for joining us. I don't know if anyone can tell, but we're doing the show on a different piece of software than usual. How's it feel?
Can you tell? Can you hear it? Are we recording that piece of software, by the way? Wasn't that a big part of our awesome plan, was that we could record that?
Oh, are you? You're recording, right?
I'm not. I mean, I'm recording on my end.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
But I just thought we were going to record the Zoom, too.
Yeah.
Like everyone does.
I didn't do that.
Oh. Here. Well, then we're not.
I'm recording in progress.
Hey, there it is. Recording in progress. Where I don't know if you can tell, but we're using a whole new piece of software, and we
new to us, not new to you. If you're like, you know what, I know that. So
I think this Zoom thing is like kind of a thing.
I don't know. Let us know feedback, and it's a thing, not me. If you think, like, Zoom's gonna catch on,
we should try it. Yeah. I think it might be kind of fun.
I think people are gonna stick with Skype.
Yeah, Microsoft is really behind Skype. I think we should just have a little faith, guys.
Or Google Hangouts on Air.
Oh, God. What the hell, Google? What the hell? But we're not here to talk about any of that. No tech.
We
only
are
things.
Here to put on a plaid skirt and some tights, because Twee is back. Or is it? There is a debate raging on the TikToks.
Yeah. To Twee or not to Twee, I see.
If you're wondering what Twee means, picture Zooey Deschanel 10 years ago.
I mean, seriously, just picture like literally that. And if you don't know what that is, just assume that it's like little cute bangs and Peter Pan collars, like maybe a sweater over a button-up shirt with a little Peter Pan collar, and then like a little skirt, maybe some bright colored tights with some flats. Twee.
So there's a TikTok, a fashion TikTok subculture that has started to talk about Twee being back. Better get your ballet flats out, folks, because it's on its way back. And then other folks saying it better not be, because that was bad for innumerable reasons, including bad body image and lots of other serious stuff. And so there is a raging TikTok fire happening about whether Twee should come back or will come back. So the fact of the matter is Twee is definitely a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. Exactly.
So
either way,
the question is, will it stick around and become a bigger thing, or is it just a bubble?
Why? I'm still trying to understand what the reasons are, except that I guess like everything is bad now.
Well, there is that.
So if it comes back, it will just be bad.
There was, I dated a person in college who would take everything I say and find the worst part of it, the worst interpretation. Like, I want to have mac and cheese tonight. Oh, you don't like what I usually make?
That kind of thing.
And I feel like the internet is that sometimes.
The internet really is that. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, apparently, according to this TikTok, if Twee returns, that will mean the return of 2014 Tumblr and all of the things that go along with it, such as racism, fat phobia, SH posts, and ED forums.
I'm not sure that that has to be true.
I don't think that has to be. I mean, it would be great. A one-to-one for sure.
I would say if Twee returns, it would be great if these things didn't return with it. That's fair.
That'd be cool.
Right?
That'd be cool.
And that's putting a kind of a hanging a lantern on, like, hey, remember when this was cool last time? Maybe not bring all of those things back with it. That's great. I love that. But saying like, and if Twee comes back, therefore, we are absolutely living in 2010 again.
Even assuming that all of those things, like the little skirts, you know what those mean? racism. Racism sewn right into the tag. Like, what? What if you just had the little skirts and the tights? Yeah. I am not trying to downplay. I'm just finding the internet a little exhausting. So you know what? Twee is a thing.
Twee is however you slice it.
However you slice it.
Twee is a thing.
Twee is a thing. Good Lord. Well, a thing I have recently learned about among the wealthy and super wealthy, or not, I guess just people who like don't have anything else to do during the pandemic and really, really want fancy cocktails, is that having your own barrel is a thing. It started with bourbon.
Okay.
You could buy your own barrel of bourbon. So like from a distillery. And it used to just be like, that retailers would do it or bars, you know, they'd be like, this is our single barrel.
So you're talking about
bourbon.
You're buying the barrel from the distillery and you get to say it. This isn't Four Roses. This is Molly bourbon.
Exactly.
OK. Gotcha.
You get your own label.
Right.
On it. It's your own special barrel pick, basically. Right. And then you get all the bottles from the barrel.
Kind of fun.
Which is kind of awesome. Like, yeah, it's a little bit baller. Means,
why not?
Why not? And then apparently it's now, and the way that I learned about this actually is because someone gave my boyfriend a bottle of tequila for his 50th birthday that was from, sorry, I outed him in the age department. but someone gave him a bottle of tequila from their barrel.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, you can do this with tequila too. Wow. I wonder how much that is. And then I looked up at least one. When I looked for it, I found the first article I found was from the Robb Report, which is never a good sign.
Sure.
In terms
Robb Report
of
is just for rich people.
The money. It's just like it's like a magazine. Robb
Report
that you find
is actually
at the spa.
For not rich people to read about what rich people are doing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you pick it up in the spa and you're like, wow, what are they up to? And evidently you could buy a barrel of tequila Corazon, at least one kind, for $8,000.
Oh, so the price of a specced out MacBook Pro.
Exactly. Now you do get for that 240 bottles.
That's a lot of bottles, actually.
Which is a lot of bottles. So if we did it over a period of years,
but
then the bottles work out to be about $40 each.
Yeah. I mean, that's a high end.
Not horrible.
It should be a good tequila. That's my next question. It's like, all right, I'm not dropping $8,000 at once, but I suppose I could see myself being in a position someday, maybe hopefully, where I could. And that's not a ridiculous deal, $40 a barrel or a bottle, if it's good.
Yep, exactly. Which, you know, I mean, you would shop carefully, but like this was a Tres Agaves barrel, the birthday present tequila, and it was pretty good.
But
it was probably not $8,000.
$40 for Tres Agaves seems high, but I guess if you are...
it was a Reposado. It's not like Tres Agaves silver, you know, Añejo and Reposado.
All right.
Yeah.
And then when you add the fun of, you know, having your label on it, right? There's some value to that.
Totally. Right?
The personalization. And I guess you get the empty barrel too.
I don't know. I don't think you do. I mean, I would hope you
do. Robb Report says the total price for a barrel with customized name tags and of course delivery of the empty barrel.
Oh, see, that's kind of awesome because you could turn it into a really cool table or like a bar. Oh, my God. Now I want one. That's amazing. I'm in no position whatsoever to be doing that. But I do think it's fascinating. And it goes along with a trend of, by the way, celebrities. If major or minor, if you are a celebrity right now, you have your own tequila.
Yeah.
So I think just this idea
you're
of like
Ryan Reynolds and you have your own gin.
Right. Totally. But I think like this whole trend of super personalized cocktails or spirits, rather, whether it's your own barrel or being rich, you know, celebrity enough to have your own tequila, it's a thing.
Gee, Molly suddenly starts working with a bunch of venture capitalists and her first thing is really expensive personalized liquor barrels.
I'm just trying to understand the world I'm in right now.
I mean, I don't think this is a thing for most of us, but it definitely sounds like a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a thing for some rarefied air, but I think it's definitely a thing.
Both of my things are kind of TikTok trends, which is hilarious because I don't really use TikTok all that often personally. But I heard this I've heard this in multiple places. It's been going since last fall. But then I finally heard it on the We Have Concerns podcast with Anthony Carboni and Jeff Cannata. And I was like, all right, this has definitely become a thing. It's people saying F your life, bing bong, except instead of F, they say the actual curse word. But it comes from a TikTok called Side Talk, New York's 1 minute street show. And it's just a clip within one of their TikToks of some guy leaning out of a car saying, F your life, bing bong. But then people cut that out and started using it. And I guess in December-ish, Lil Nas X did it with like Olivia Rodrigo and a bunch of other celebrities mouthing the words. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is now, if you're hearing people saying bing bong, now you know why.
So have they've shortened it to just bing bong and they left off the F your life? Because that's kind of funny, because then it could be like bing bong means F your life.
Ooh, no, but that's a good place to go. I hear people flip-flopping it, saying bing bong F your life instead of F your life bing bong.
Yeah, but I just want to start saying bing bong. Like now, next time someone complains to me, especially if they don't know, yeah. I'm just going to be like, oh, bing bong.
Oh, and IndieGeek says it also went huge in the NBA community after a video went viral after a Knicks win.
Oh, interesting. And Afi James says, I've seen just the bing bong.
Okay. All right. We have a confirmed sighting of just bing bong on its own.
Or shout out to Grizzly Silversmith a little early. I know. Did he say thing bong?
Bing bong.
Well, I am excited to announce that my moment has finally arrived. After these many years of keeping my true talent stuffed deep inside, hidden in the sock drawer, if you will, I can finally return to my former dominance as the queen of Tetris. And the reason I can do that is because Tetris is back, baby. It's a thing.
Don't call it a comeback. It's been here for decades, but it is definitely having a moment. You have nailed this one.
It's such a thing. And I'm so excited because I literally had to get my college roommate to make me a sign that said Tetris Queen because I beat her butt so badly on my PowerBook 145B. That's right. Tetris, no, it's totally back.
Tetris is from the 80s.
Tetris is from the 80s. It's not from the 70s or the 90s, two of the genres that are the most incontrovertibly back right now in things. But no, it is huge. There's a whole article on Wired from December that's like, Tetris helps all my stress and anxiety fall away. There was a New York Times article about these two brothers who are like playing competitive Tetris and streaming against each other. Like, I don't know why it's back, but it's totally back.
Yeah. Or as Indie Geek says, it just fits.
It just fits. But bum. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have been noticing the rising tide of Tetris lately, where it just sort of just keeps plummeting down.
Yeah.
Towards me.
I'm just plummeting down. And, you know, just a twist. There are twists. There are turns.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Yeah, I am pretty excited about this. And I mean, literally the Financial Times from September, how a game of logic took over our minds. Like that could be an article from 1983. What the hell?
Pokemon Legends Arceus is coming to Tetris 99 this month, reported CNET 5 hours ago.
Oh my God.
Tetris 99 is a big accelerant to the thingdom. Tetris 99 definitely brought it back into the gamer consciousness, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. My son wants me to Twitch stream Tetris playing.
You should. You really should.
I think I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the only problem with that is you'll become so successful, you won't be able to do this show anymore because you'll be like, no, I can't take time away from my incredibly profitable Tetris
stream. I need to be streaming. I'm scared. Well, he's had many ideas for Twitch streaming before, and all of them were somewhat terrible because he thinks it would be really fun to like be a lady and go on Twitch and suck at a game. And I'm like, yeah, you're new to the world, but
really,
but Tetris would be, yeah, he does. He's like, it would be like funny how you're always stuck in the corner with no ammo. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you know that audience too well.
Yeah, context is a killer.
Context is a killer, but Tetris streaming.
Tetris, on the other hand, you could, because as we,
because for one thing, it's fun. And I'm the freaking queen of Tetris. Just like step off, everybody. This is my thing that I am awesome at.
And I don't feel like Tetris is one of those skills that declines with age, like a lot of those Twitch shooter games, right? Where I have friends who are like, yeah, I'm not as good as Halo as I used to be. Like, you know, yeah. Reaction time just isn't as good.
Yeah.
I don't think Tetris, I mean, there's a little bit of that reaction type stuff, but it's more in the mind.
It is.
Yeah.
You just got to know. You just got to feel it. You just got to be in the flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need to hit that flow state.
It's that flow state.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. That's going to get annoying, but it's not yet. It's not yet.
Just put on your ballet flats and your plaid skirt and play some Tetris. Bing bong.
Oh my God. I'm going to put on a twee outfit and be like, you know what? All these things are wholesome and fine.
And then do a shot of your friend's private tequila.
Right? Life is good.
You can do that on your... Actually, that could be your Twitch stream. your twee outfit. Drinking the tequila, playing Tetris, yelling bing bong.
Maybe I can buy a barrel on my work credit card because I think it just became a write-off.
There you go. Exactly.
Just now.
You're done. You're in.
Sweet. All right. Feedback at itsathing.me is where you can send us your things, confirm our things, ask for a thing check from us and our various cadre of experts in the Discord. Melly wrote in on a non-pickleball thing and says, Tom, Molly, and Rich, social bocce ball is already a thing. When I lived in DC, I was part of Major League Bocce, which you can 100% play with a drink in your hand. I was disappointed when I moved to San Diego that it didn't exist out here, but it's fully established, much like social kickball leagues, and even had a tournament for the top teams from each field. In DC alone, there were 6 or 7 locations, including some bars that have indoor bocce courts.
So this sounds like a rising thing to me.
Yeah.
Like it definitely sounds like a thing in DC, no doubt about that. But it has yet to appear in San Diego, which means it's gonna.
It's coming.
Alfie James says they have leagues in Chicago. Too.
Oh, I'm joining one of those drinking one hand leagues. Heck, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Harish is sending in a thing formation. Thank you, Harish. Hey, Rich, Molly, and Tom. I noticed the order there.
See you.
I wanted to write it to Thing Firm Rowers. I know two friends up here in Seattle who ended up buying it. I succumbed to it after seeing a deal for it in Best Buy, like Molly, over Black Friday. A big part of the popularity could be Apple Fitness, which has had dedicated rower fitness classes from the start. Also, if you go with magnetic or fan-based rowers, you can get foldable ones, which end up taking a lot less space than a treadmill or bike would, or at least that's how I justified it. Side note, I hear there are VR rowing apps for the Oculus Quest or Meta Quest now, I guess, yet to try those, but sounds like they could be fun.
Wow. And okay, get this. Margaret agrees and says, love my Hydro, which of course is the rowing machine we talked about that's got the like Peloton live classes, and says, can confirm a thing. Longtime listener, first time emailer. The rower got her to write in.
Yes.
She says, I got mine last year with my work wellness bonus. Absolutely love it. Screen size is honestly surprisingly immersive. No complaints here. And with you on bike seats, forget it. Rower seats are way more comfy. Margaret says, excited to be ahead of the thing curve.
Nailed it.
I'm excited. That was a risk, but turns out.
Oh, yeah. No, thing firmed.
Thing firmed.
Sure. Dave sent in a thing synthesis about rowers. Hey, Molly and Tom and producer Rich, too. I've got a prediction that autonomous cars, rowing machines, and VR are going to come together into a glorious fusion. In the future, when cars become fully automated with absolutely no need for driver input, you will be able to put a rowing machine in your car, throw on a VR headset, and you will row towards your destination.
Oh my God.
You're not stuck in traffic. You're making steady progress on a peaceful river. And as a bonus, the energy generated by your rowing charges the car.
Shut the front door. This is incredible.
I mean, Dave, I think that's a pitch.
Dave, I will fund this. Dave, I am in no way authorized to make that promise, but I still want to.
I mean, seriously, right?
That's good stuff. So awesome.
Yeah.
You're not stuck in traffic. You're making steady progress on a peaceful river. The potholes are just rapids. It's like perfect.
And then when you get to your destination, the VR just automatically like brings you into port. Like, time to get out.
That's amazing.
Very good, Dave. Very good.
And finally, Walter sent in more floppy video game thoughts. Hi, team. Just wanted to plus one Molly's report about the rise of floppy people video games. And I have a thing check in the PS. My online friend group had been playing a game called Crab Game for the last few months, an online multiplayer game based on Squid Game. Hmm. And I didn't have much interest in playing until my son tried it with his friends. While playing, he kept laughing to the point of concern. When I checked it out, I noticed it was full of floppy people shenanigans. My son reported, quote, "These physics are so cursed." And I couldn't help but join in on the laughter. It reminded me of a game called Totally Accurate Battlefield and the Goat Simulator. More mm-hmm. of this, please. And then Walter says, P.S. is saying that's so cursed a thing because both mm-hmm. of my older kids say it constantly. Yeah, it definitely
good
is.
Good one. Good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good one. Cursed is sort of alongside cringy.
Yeah. What's in your wallet? I've decided to just make that a thing. I'm going to say it at times where it really doesn't make sense.
What's in your wallet? Bing bong.
Bing bong. All right, let's get some shout outs based on a description of David Jonathan Ross typeface Roslindale.
All right. Great. I'll begin. January's patron of the month, Miranda Janelle, is a condensed headline serif that takes its inspiration from Morris Jones.
Lee Price is a fresh Kevin Sill take on the traditional old style with distinctive diagonal stress, open forms, and heavy bracketing in the Eric Duncans. Named for the famed 19th century printer Louis St. Amour, Jake Woods was designed in the 1890s by Mike Akins and Benjamin Forrest of the David Grizzly Smith Foundry. It stands apart from the vast majority of 19th century patrons, which were drawn in the upright Gabriel Cohen style, or one of its Andrew Bradley variations.
It's worth mentioning that Joe Hood's slender forms and high contrast start to relate to 1970s reinterpretations of this style, like James C. Smith.
Brilliant.
You're trying to make fonts disco like they're not disco on their own?
No, yeah, you don't need to make them disco. Not with a shout out like this. How could font, you resist? Font. If you're like, if you were thinking earlier, I'm like $8,000 for that many bottles of tequila, easy. Then you absolutely should be supporting us at the patron level that gets you a beautiful really shout out like this. It's a bargain.
Because you get 52 shows a year.
Yeah.
For less than the bottle of a barrel of tequila or the price of a barrel of tequila.
Made. For you, this isn't a tequila that was made for everybody and they just slapped the label on. No. Rich makes these just for you.
These are literally artisanal. They are rich to table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich, from Rich's brain to the pivot table of our Google spreadsheet.
Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can go if you're wondering to unlock this achievement. And we hope that you will support us at any level. And we're just happy that you're here every week.
You can email us your things, too. Don't forget that. Feedback at itsathing.me. Do it.
See you next week. Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.